Exclusive, Representative Andrew Clyde, CR had some incredible Republican aspects. By Hannah Knudsen on March 12, 2025. The continuing resolution, CR, had some incredible Republican aspects. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. While Clyde said he is not a CR fan, this particular bill had some incredible Republican aspects to it that made it much more than just a continuing resolution. I mean, here we have an actual reduction and a freeze in spending. We have elimination of all the earmarks. You know, the $12 billion of earmarks. Some of that money was diverted to the Defense Department to pay for a raise for our junior enlisted folks, which I thought was a good thing. And some of it actually was a savings, Clyde explained. I think $7 billion was put towards actually saving money. And then, you know, you have this continuation of government. Because we cannot allow the government to shut down. President Trump is doing such amazing work. We don't need to put any roadblocks in front of him. He explained, lauding the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, for doing good work and noting that it must continue to have access to all the databases here in the executive branch so they can continue to find waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, I wake up every morning and see the amazing things that they found just the day before, and I want that to continue. And then we've got Russ Vought as the OMB director. You know, Office of Management and Budget. And a deputy director, Dan Bishop, who has come from the Freedom Caucus, he said, describing these men as fiscal hawks. The Republican-led Congress is working with an executive branch that is actually striving for efficiency, saving money, and not paying for these radical left-wing aspects of the federal government. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, March 12, 2025. And so, you know, I've got to put some trust in them. He said, using the Department of Education as an example and deeming it unconstitutional. It's an unconstitutional department created by Jimmy Carter in the 70s. And what's happening, it's now being cut by at least 50%. That's phenomenal, he added, noting that the administration is reinstalling trust in the federal government, and they must keep it going. The continuing resolution, which actually does cut a little bit, has to be signed by the 14th. But the budget reconciliation, where you're going to see a major cut in mandatory spending, $2 trillion cut, that will be probably end of April, first part of May, Clyde said. And then you've got the president's 2026 budget, which is discretionary spending. That's all the spending for all the other federal agencies. You're going to see that we will pass that on the Appropriations Committee. I'm on that committee, by July, and we will see that then by September 30th. When this current continuing resolution expires, he explained, deeming this an exciting time. The next 6 months, you're going to see things that you have never seen before in the federal government. And it's all because of the leadership, the phenomenal leadership of President Donald Trump, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.